Medford, population about 900, is out on the flat, flat prairie of northern Oklahoma. It's the kind of place where people give directions from the 4-way stop in the middle of town. Seems pretty sedate, but it's not.
Yeah, we are shaking all the time. All the time.
Dia Mandeville, the city manager here, says the afternoon I stopped by, two quakes had already rumbled through Medford.
Light day. Day's not over yet. We still have several more hours, so.
Oklahoma used to have one or two perceptible earthquakes a year. Now, they're having two or three a day. Austin Holland is the state seismologist.
So, you know, as far as we know, this has never happened before.
He means ever, on Earth. Holland says modern oil production has probably triggered the huge jump in earthquakes. A few years ago, companies figured out how to drill sideways through layers of shale, then break or frack the rock, releasing a torrent of oil. Sparked a massive oil boom in Oklahoma. But the process generates much more water than oil. Tens of billions of gallons of very salty, carcinogenic water.
This is not water that, you know, we want pumped out on the surface of the earth or can even treat easily.
The only economical way to get rid of all that toxic soup is to force it down deep into the earth.
That pressure acts as a lubricant. It's not actually the water itself lubricating, but the pressure. And the best way to think about that is an air hockey table.
Enormous blocks of rock would be the pucks in Holland's example. The idea is that injecting water near faults can deliver just enough lubricating pressure to set big slabs in motion. The results can be catastrophic.
When it hit so violent and hard that we thought the house was coming down on top of us. It was that loud or louder, but it was coming from everywhere. I mean, the walls, the roof.
Ryan Landrup is standing in his parents' battered house, describing the Prague earthquake, a magnitude 5.6, the strongest ever recorded in Oklahoma.
Things falling and breaking. There was a lot of noise, and it was very, very violent.
This was 4 years ago. The Landrup's stone chimney collapsed in the quake. It hit his mom, Sandra. She's suing oil companies that ran nearby wastewater injection wells. Meantime, the earthquakes keep coming.
You don't know what's a foreshock and what's an aftershock anymore, and I think they need to do something about it before we end up with possibly a very large earthquake.
But curbing oil-related earthquakes isn't so easy in a state where oil is king. About one in four jobs here are related to the industry. Kim Hatfield with the Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association says the companies have used saltwater disposal wells here for decades. About 3,200 of them dot the state. So it's hard to pin the recent earthquakes on them.
You're going to find out that all tornadoes are close to injection wells as well. If a meteor strikes the state of Oklahoma, I'm going to guarantee that it's going to be close to an injection well.
But even some Oklahoma oil men now recognize a problem with certain injection wells.
They can trigger earthquake activity. I think we saw it. And it was proved up in Arkansas.
Mickey Thompson, the former president of the Oklahoma Independent Petroleum Association, should know. His company ran one of four wells that Arkansas abruptly plugged when earthquakes started there. The state also slapped a moratorium on new wells in the area.
They got serious in a hurry in Arkansas. You know, Arkansas is not Oklahoma.
We operate under different laws. We do not have the authority to impose a moratorium.
Matt Skinner speaks for the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, the board regulating the oil industry here. He says the commission is really pushing the limits of its authority, closing especially dangerous wells and scrutinizing applications for new ones like never before.
Even when we say we're doing everything we can, what we're really saying is we're doing everything we know today. Tomorrow, we may know something more.
Back in Medford, Dia Mandeville frets about an earthquake snapping one of the big natural gas pipelines here. But then she beams, looking out over at the new park the little town's just built with oil boom tax money.
We have a new swimming pool, splash pad, new sidewalks, and a new basketball slash tennis court.
It illustrates the complex relationship between oil and earthquakes in Oklahoma.
You put up with a few things falling off your walls, a few nights being woken up in the middle of the night with the shakes. Overall, it's been good.
You take the earthquakes.
I'll take the earthquakes for all the benefits that Medford's had so far.
Oil benefits are starting to sag a bit in Medford. With oil prices low, companies are laying off workers and slowing production. That'll mean less wastewater going into Oklahoma wells, and possibly a few less earthquakes. Frank Morris, KCUR News.